For me, it's definitely a thing that I love to say that my personal life is just it overshadows more than me on the stage. And I really hope that my spiritual life, my personal time with the Lord, my devotional time, my prayer, my worship behind closed doors is something that ultimately reflects on the stage. And so I'm a believer, like I said, and for me, you know, being able to do music, being able to just preach, being able to do whatever the Lord has me to do, I'm humbled to be able to do it. It is an honor. It is a blessing.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Okay, whoa. This God connection blew my mind. It was actually set up a podcast for another person's event to just highlight and feature kind of the guests that she had and the movement that she's creating with United and True. You guys might know my girl, Sandra Coates. She's amazing. But this woman, I had zero idea who she was. It was a 9 a.m. podcast, which is also abnormal for me. And she shows up with big shades, and I'm like, this is my kind of girl. She's like, I ain't wearing makeup, but I got my shades. I'll be good. Beautiful soul on fire for God. She was dropping gems left and right, and I was like, what? Like, I felt like I needed a white hanky to just wave her away. I was like, let's go. She is a powerhouse for Christ. Her songs, her EPs, all of the things that she's dropping every single day from a sound perspective for the kingdom of God will blow your mind. Millions and millions of people are streaming this music. It's Christian rap in a way I've never experienced it. And it wasn't until after this that I got to actually have a front row pass to watch her do her thing on stage. I was wrecked. I need to tune in a little bit more to the words. And as I did that way home and I saw the heartbeat behind what God has done in such a young human, I'm like, I want to partner with you. I want to go around the world with you. Her fashion sense is incredible. Literally, she's going to light up the mic today, and she's going to light up your heart as she just invests. She invests. You can tell that she spends so much time with God, and it just pours out of her mouth in so many different ways. So enjoy my sister, my girl, Bria Miles.
Calling all his mighty messengers to the front lines, to the microphones, to the stages, to the bookshelves, to the digital platforms and beyond. This is Marketplace Ministry, and you are invited to join the movement as a messenger. I'm Tamara Andress, the one on the mic, but I honestly see it as a machete to cut through the lies, declare truth, transform narratives, and catalyze Christians like you and me to speak, write, build, and testify. I'd blow a trumpet right now if I could. This is a clarion call. It's not just time to rise. It's time to vocalize unfiltered, uncompromising, unashamed, and undeniably bold. Together, we will turn your message into a movement, igniting global change, making disciples of nations, and touching the lives of billions by doing business God's way. This is not just another podcast to listen to and get stuck into a knowledge cycle with new information. It's an initiation into a transformative movement where isolated entrepreneurship is no more and the hustle and grind biz building is not welcome. We are operating from Sabbath rest and focused on sustenance, not success. Let's go, y'all. Welcome to the Messenger Movement.
Hey,
you guys. I'm so excited to invite you into a conversation that I'm really looking forward to with a queen. I literally read her bio and I was just like, let's go, Jesus. Like, he is truly bringing his Esthers, his Deborahs, his women to the rise and the forefront of all of culture, and not just in business, though you guys are hearing about that, also in the entertainment and the arts world. And that's where Bria hangs out. That's where she sits in her stage. She is topping the charts across so many different essence of hip hop, of Christian rap. And she's doing so with such elegance. And that's what a queen does. And so Bria, we're so excited to have you on the show today.
Oh my goodness, my sister T, it is such, and I didn't give you a nickname already. It is such, like, T, what's going on? It is so awesome, Tara. First of all, thank you for having me. I love your energy. When I tell you that I can feel your authenticity and your genuineness, I've already told you, you know, Offset, I love the fact that I can feel the presence of the Lord with you. So I know that this is definitely a God thing, and I'm just honored to be here with you this morning and to share your space and to be able to talk about the Lord, and hopefully everyone can feel the Holy Spirit the way we're feeling him, you know?
Right.
But yeah,
right.
Thank you for having me.
My joy. Thank you so much. And I want to jump right in because time is so precious. And I know that people who are listening are like, who's this person? I've never even heard you talk about her. I love meeting new people and seeing what the Lord is doing through his girls. And so I want to know, what does that journey look like for you? And I know, Virginia, you're coming here in just a couple of days. For those listening live, you could actually experience Bria live at the United in True conference that's about to happen. And it's been such a cool thing to see the heartbeat of what Sandra is doing come to the surface region. And I know that it's going to continue through Flavor Fest and all the other initiatives that you're a part of as well. So let's see what the synchronicity is. But first off, let's just hear your testimony.
Oh my goodness. Well, good morning and hello to everyone. My name is Bria Miles. I am an author, a speaker, a host, a Christian hip hop artist, a TV host, a radio show host, all of the above. But I'm a believer first and foremost. And for me, I think that's important because that's the foundation. That's the heart. That's the core. For me, it's definitely a thing that I love to say that my personal life is just it overshadows more than me on the stage. And I really hope that my spiritual life, my personal time with the Lord, my devotional time, my prayer, my worship behind closed doors is something that ultimately reflects on the stage. And so I'm a believer, like I said, and for me, you know, being able to do music, being able to just preach, being able to do whatever the Lord has me to do, I'm humbled to be able to do it. It is an honor. It is a blessing. So that's a bit about me. I have a bachelor's in communications with a minor in theology and business. And I'm all about the kingdom. I'm about his people. I'm about making sure that we are doing exactly what the Lord has called us to do without fear. You know what I mean? And being bold in whatever marketplace he places us in. So that's what I'm about. That's who I am.
That's so good, Bria. And you're so right, because it is. I think whether or not people are educated in business, we are operating in a kingdom business. And therefore, there has to be knowledge connected to how do we operate here on earth as it is in heaven. And to do those things, right? Like, it's connected. And yeah, the word's going to give you that business plan all day long. But to also have how the secular world is doing it, they figured some things out. And I really believe we're in a season where we are going to be plundering after everything that the Lord is taking away from them and bringing back into the kingdom for our reign. And so that's through sounds. We know that Satan himself was a musician, right? And so when I think about his capability of infiltrating in the music realm, I had a massive shift in my own testimony of, like, I could no longer listen to anything that was secular. It was a massive part of my demise, of putting me into depression. And this was through things like rap. It was through things like country, which people say is Christian. Listen to the words, y'all. It's not the same. And just all of the infiltration in this entertainment and arts space, I know that the devil has a foothold in, and yet he's not the victor. And so tell me, like, at what age did you get exposed to Christian worship and rap and putting your space and your gifting at play in those places?
Yeah. What's crazy is, as it pertains to hip hop, I actually started rapping when I was 5. I would go around my neighborhood. I literally was. I had like this little cool little entrepreneurial business. I got my hustle from my mom. I got my energy and entrepreneurial spirit from my mom. So I would have this like business where I would like wash tires, rake your leaves, like your little side yard. I would take out your trash. Basically, I figured all the stuff that people didn't want to do in the South in the morning because it was so hot already before like 11 o'clock. It's like piping hot. So I was like, okay, I can do this. And then at the end of it, I'm already charging you guys $10 to do that. At the end of it, I'll say, hey, do you want to hear me rap? And then I would rap, and then I would be an additional $2. it was awesome.
That's brilliant. Oh my God. So that's how I started. Something you're working on, or would it be something like in the moment?
In the moment, everything will be freestyle off the top of the head. And it really built character because some people will be like, yeah, girl, like, let me hear what you got. Let me see what you got. So I would do something, and then other people would just completely shut the door in my face. And so I had to learn how to be like, dang, and not get mad. You know what I mean? But it definitely built character, and the Lord knew what he was doing because it was definitely a his will type of thing. So I will say that music has always played a part as it pertains to getting into Christian music, into Christian hip hop. Again, that wasn't something that I even knew was a thing or even existed. I was literally, as I like to call it, freshly saved. Yeah. I was newly saved. And really what I was doing, I was cleaning the bathroom at my church. Yeah. And the pastor at the time, he walked by and I was rapping and I was unaware that I was rapping. He was like, hey, Bria, was that you that was in there in the bathroom rapping? I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so loud. He's like, no, that was absolutely incredible. That was amazing. That was awesome. You need to consider doing that. Everywhere. And I just was like, okay. And literally I just listened to the Lord, listened to what he had to say. And we have been moving, we have been grooving and doing exactly what God has called us to do. Like we literally just did a really huge festival in Tampa. It's called the Black Heritage Festival. And so we're literally, I was the only Christian anything for the whole event. So like people like Kiki Wyatt and Lila James and so on and so forth on the R&B sector, they were there. So just to be able to be the representation for the Lord, which is such an amazing honor, you know. And I'm always looking, like you said, like the Lord is always having me to be on the Christian side and on the mainstream side. But what's the beautiful thing is he trusts you when you go in and you can have a conviction to not sway in your faith, and you can be the light, and you end up really praying for people and ministering to people, because music is something that connects us all. So I feel like the Lord really uses that to be able to get his light and his message through, because music is universal. So what a beautiful setup and a wise setup of the Lord to use to send an ambassador to represent him and be like, hey, okay, it's beautiful that you sing, it's beautiful that you rap, it's beautiful that you dance, whatever. Let's talk about the Lord. Let's see what he's doing in your life. And he opens up those conversations on his own, right? I don't even just have to say anything. It just happens. So yeah, it's just a beautiful thing. It's an honor.
How old were you, Bria, when that happened, when you were rapping in the bathroom?
I was 15 or 16 when that happened. Yeah. Wow.
Incredible. So from an entrepreneurial lens and understanding that there are surely I have some worship leaders who are friends who are stepping in and writing their first EPs. I've got some friends who have dropped music in the last couple of years and connected to CBN and stuff. What was that process like? Because I think that that's like kind of shady. It's kind of, and I don't say shady, it's has a veil. It's such an industry where you're like, I don't even know where to get started. What was that process like from someone unlocking that inside of you and calling you higher, and then you actually going and hitting a stage where there's like 50,000 people essentially in the audience?
Oh my gosh. What I love about the Lord is when he calls you to something, he already has a plan and he already knows that. One of my favorite scriptures says is that the steps of the righteous ordered. So when you're in the will of the Lord, it literally is already lined up. So there really wasn't much that I had to like figure out or seek or do. All I had to do was be faithful in my devotional time and my relationship with the Lord. And he would literally line things up for me, and opportunities come, like even right now, like even with Sandra, like we met in Tampa. And that was a word of mouth type of event, right? So like, I don't have like a booking agent. I don't have any of these things, but this is the will of the Lord. This is what he's doing in this time. You know what I mean? I just did Kingdom Bound, right? The first rapper that they've had there, I want to say like in over 10 years, and they're about 50,000 strong. And so to be able to do that alongside Skillet and Crowder Band and so on and so forth, to be like the only rapper, that is just such an amazing thing. You know what I mean? Yes. And so the process is a simple thing, I feel like, for the believer when we're following the will of the Lord and understanding that he already has an end goal. He's already set it up for us. And so figuring it out, It's more so just being faithful. It's being faithful and looking for the Lord and being consistent, being diligent, and seeing what He has to say and what He wants to say in the times. And so, yeah, that's what I would say.
So good. And processing too, knowing that you were like in your teen years when you were freshly saved, which I love that so much. Your mom was your entrepreneurial kind of endeavor and kind of light in that way. Was it your home front? Where did that kind of infiltration of Jesus and Holy Spirit come into play?
Yeah. Well, my mom, I've always credit her. She is the greatest gift that the Lord has ever given me. And I'm so thankful and honored that He gave me her. So for her, she's just a boss. You know what I mean? Like, my mom owned her own businesses ever since I can remember. She started like, same as me, like when she was 15 or 16, she would literally manage KFCs, plural. You know what I mean? She would manage restaurants and so on and so forth. And then she started into the fashion industry, and she styles me now. But she would, you know, being in the fashion industry, doing fashion shows, owning an actual clothing store, you know what I mean? And it's just like, she's just always been like that girl, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so like being able to have, like I said, the Lord know what He's doing. So being able to have my mom has just been such a blueprint for me to follow, and just being true to who I am, just as she's true to who she is. Mm-hmm. And being able to partner with her in this way has just given me such a head start in that way. Because again, like, this is ministry, you know what I mean? And the Lord works all things together. So He knew exactly what He was doing with my mom and her background and her training and what she's able to accomplish on her own in business. And then He knew that He wanted me to be in business and in ministry. And then He put the two of us together. And on top of that, she has just been the most incredible, consistent person in the faith that I've ever known. She's the first believer, the only believer that I've ever truly seeing, you know what I mean? And so having her as a role model, seeing the fact that she prays, even though one of her favorite things, she's like, look, don't put all your eggs in my basket. I know that you love me, but I am your mother and I am a human being. So please give me a break. Give me some grace. I am not perfect, but she absolutely loves the Lord. You know what I mean? And one of the greatest testimonies that I believe that moms can have is the fact that the Bible says that their kids will rise up and call them blessed. And one of the main reasons the scripture says that is because we watch you guys. We watch the fact of you praying in the morning. We watch the way that you carry yourselves throughout the day, whether it's at the mall or the grocery store. We watch the compassion that you have. We watch, you know, when you guys have to boss up and sometimes let people know, like, hey, don't cross me and my family. Like, we watch the variations, right, of your character. So for me to be able to have my mom has just been a guiding light for me. You know what I mean? Like, to this day, like, we travel together, we do ministry together. It will be in Virginia Beach together. She's my manager right now. And it's just a blessing to have her. You know what I mean? So that has been my blueprint. She's been my blueprint for all things.
So good. And you'll get to meet my mama too, because we run together. So that's so
Oh my gosh. I love that. Isn't it awesome to be able to do life and ministry with your mom? Like, people don't know.
Unbelievable. You're like, people can't know. And honestly, my mom's my stylist too. She's phenomenal. She went to fashion school when she was younger, and she never got to pursue it. She had kids so young, and she was an entrepreneur and had to, you know, work hard in the paint while she married a guy in the military who was never home. So that's something she's loved. And so it's so neat to see that come back to life in a place where she gets to utilize it every single day. So neat. I can't wait. What's your mama's name?
My mom's name is Donna. The parallel is crazy, Tamara. This is just like, the parallel is insane on a Tuesday morning. It's insane.
And then people are like, well, I don't get it. How do you open a door? It's like, you don't. God does, right? Like, we didn't make this up, you guys. A couple weeks ago, Sandra said, you guys need a chat. You need to get on a podcast for me. We said, yes, ma'am.
Wow. Kingdom business.
Yes, that's it. Well, man, Bria, this is so good. I want people to process, not just, you talked about the closed door moments. And I think when we say things like obedience and discipline, and I love the movie, The War Room, and we process, what does that prayer look like with the Lord? What are some of those times where you've walked, because you're obviously walking in your anointing, where you have struggled or you have fought to keep it, and knowing that there are enemy attacks and there are trials and tribulations, and like, walking this life out with the Lord is no easy feat.
And yet right. I know there's gifts in the process. Can you talk us through one of those like trial moments that you face that you've kept and endured in your faith?
I think the biggest one for me would kind of circle back to my mom. She was actually diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. And the doctors was like, hey, this is the last year you're going to have your mom, the last holiday, the last everything. And it was such a shock because it was from out of left field. You know what I mean? That's not something that runs in our family. And to learn that it was all environmental, meaning that it came from emotion. It came from being in high, stressful places. You know what I mean? And the fact that your body can react and respond like that, it's insane. And so learning that was something that was really difficult for me to be able to process through, because I didn't understand. I'm like, well, look, Lord, this is my mother, like this is my mom, this is the soul and who I am. What in the world? And to be quite honest, Tamara, like I was hot, I was angry. I'm like, why would you allow it to be someone who does nothing to anyone? She's not mean, she's not nasty, she doesn't backstab, she doesn't backbite, she doesn't try to hurt people in order to increase or to get ahead. Like, why in the world would you allow this to happen to my mother? So me and the Lord really went through on that one, because I'm like, this is ridiculous, you know what I mean? So I'll be quite honest, you know what I mean, there were times that I would literally out of anger just punch a hole in the door, punch a hole in the wall, like, because I'm that angry. But I would be talking to the Lord while I'm doing it. It was kind of like my own personal Jacob experience. I'm like, I am not going to let you go until you fix this with my mother. And he fixed it with my mother. And when I tell you, like, she didn't do any radiation, she didn't do any surgery. Had I known, we wouldn't have done chemo. It was so insane to be able to see the doctor say things like, oh my God, Donna, like, what are you doing? Like, because your blood count cells are it's so high up, they're skyrocketing. This is beyond expectation. Wow. And you're doing chemotherapy. Like, what are you doing? She said, well, I changed my diet. I started juicing, because she's already healthy. She's like, I just changed my diet. I started juicing. I'm eating all organic products, blase, blase. And like, when I tell you, the Lord allowed the balance of her health. And another thing that she said is, she said, I also practice forgiveness. Those two things really drastically changed everything. And my mom is here, what, 7 years later? And so, the Lord has he has the final say, you know what I mean? But that was definitely a struggle for me, which I wrote a book out of, my book, Get Your Faith Up, When You're Ready to Win, because it's just like, what in the world do you do when you are faced with a literal life or death situation? I was really not equipped at that time. And what's sad is, you know, oftentimes in the body, when you go through things and you can no longer get on the stage, you no longer have anything to offer. It's like, no one calls you. No one says, hey, how are you doing? Like, I thought we were friends, but I don't even get a text. I thought we were family, but I can't. Can I get an email? Is anybody sending up a bat signal? Is there anything? So it was literally just me and myself. So yeah. Learning how to walk through that with no guidance, being in college, and I just was like, what the world, you know what I mean, trying to balance what that looked like. And so for me, all I can say is, you know, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever, and blessed are those who call on the Lord, whose God is the Lord, you know what I mean? And so he'll fight for you. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just have to learn how to stay the course and go. And, you know, when you go through, not to hide, not to run in a corner, not to be weak. And it's hard because it's like, Lord, I feel weak.
Yeah.
You know, I literally feel weak. I have nothing in me. I'm taking care of my mom every single day, right? I'm trying to figure out how to do this like life thing. I'm trying to figure out like, what in the world do I do? But when you trust in the Lord, literally like the scripture says, with all your heart, you lean not on your own understanding, in every single one of your ways, acknowledge him, he will direct your path. So literally, that's how I got through, with the Lord, with the scripture, and standing on what he said. And I said, look, Lord, you made the heavens and the earth, so I know it ain't nothing for you to heal my mama. You know what I mean? You spoke it and it was. You can do this, you know? So yeah, that's how I got through that. That's how I got through that.
That's most difficult part. And you know, it's one of those things that's just every single day, right? Where you're just back in his mercy, back at the foot. Like, Lord, I know that you know that you know what you're doing. And so the trust play in that is difficult. And yet we've seen it time and time again. We've read about it time and time again. And so I think that it's one of my favorite things is being in the Word in the process of a trial, when I've already read that particular scripture 1,000 times and it comes to life in a whole new way. I'm going through the Bible in a year again with the Bible recap this year, which is like the chronological read.
And I was reading through Job, and for the first time after years of reading through Job, seeing just the passion behind his words and the honoring that he did through his anger, I was like, wow, he honored God in such a way that I want to honor God no matter what is going on in my life. And I think that's a thing that people miss in the process. We can become so self-centric in the need rather than just glorifying God because he's God and he still made the sunrise today and the grass is still green and like the stars are still hanging in the sky. And so when I read that component of Job, I was like, oh my gosh, we get so fixated on our, what is still really valuable and still really intentional and still written and authored by the Lord himself. And yet there is so much also going on at the same time. And so it's like, that's why I love being at the ocean. That's why I love Virginia Beach so much is because I can go stand there and be like, wow, you're doing all of this and you see me at the same time.
Woo! Isn't it powerful though? Like, isn't it? And like when you stand at a beach, like one of the songs that I'll never forget my mom share with me is a song called I Hope You Dance. And one of my favorite lines, it says, I hope you still feel small when you stand next to the ocean. And I can literally cry right now because you recognize the beauty. I'm about to cry, like the beauty and the vastness of the Lord. And the fact of the matter is if he literally created each grain of sand that we're standing on, he's literally spoken to existence. When he said, let there be, think about this. No wave is exactly the same. And when he spoke it, the waves never stopped since that moment. We've literally had waves for thousands of millions of, since the Lord said it, waves have not stopped to cease and they have not stopped to cease to be different in the way that they appear, right? So the fact that our Lord is that detailed about an inanimate object, something about the name, how much more detailed and concerned is he about someone who's made in his image? So like a lot of times, like we get caught up, like you said, in life, we get caught up with, you know, wanting to be successful. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be successful. That's a desire from the Lord to promote the kingdom. But we get caught up in all of these different things, right? Where we're working and we're doing and people are coming home from school. People are, you know, being parents. People are trying to figure out life. And we forget the simplicity of the fact that the Lord is right there with us. He's right there in us. He's walking with us. He's given us the Holy Spirit. And he's like, hey, I need you to take a step back and look at the fact that I created the heavens. I created, listen, I'm giving you a peek of my majesty every time you look at the sky. I'm giving you an opportunity to see what I think of you when you take a look at a cloud or a sunset or a sunrise. And he loves us so much. So if he's that detailed about the things that we see, how much more detailed, how much more concerned is he of those who have his essence and his spirit on the inside of them? So it's just like, we got to take time to sit back and say, hey, you got the whole world in your hands. And if you got the whole world in your hand, I know you got me. I know you got me.
It's so good. Man, you can't make this conversation up or the synchronicity between it. Because when I went to college, my mom gave me a little tiny book of I Hope You Dance by Leanne Rimes. And she wrote a letter in it. And it's like a picture book of this little girl growing up. And that song is such a connection point for us alongside many other, but man, I can't wait for our mamas to meet and take a photo, take a selfie together.
Yes, you already know, T. You already know. It's going to be awesome.
So we're going to be at United and True this weekend, and we've mentioned this concept of role model, and I've had Sandra on the podcast in the past, but it's been quite a while, and so I'd love for us to kind of just give her some honor in this time, and what does a role model mean to you, because that is truly how you're coming and showing up for this event.
First of all, shout out to Sandra. You know what I mean? Such a woman after God's own heart, such a, just such an innovator. You know what I mean? Such a beautiful spirit inside and out. And, you gotta give her love. You know what I mean? This is her beautiful vision. This is her baby. And the fact that she's picking up this mantle and making sure that the gospel is going through the earth in this way is a beautiful thing. So shout out to you, big Sandra. And, we'll see you this weekend at United and True. But, for me, a role model is someone that just carries the essence of the Lord. And I'm always going to have to bring it back to God, because you can be nothing apart from the Lord. Like, it's no point of hopping on the stage for someone who claims Christ, but we're not following his lead. There's really no point. So everything has to point back to the Lord. I think one of the things that I look for in a role model is authenticity, but as well as humility. You know what I mean? How do you walk in a room? Are you kind to people? You know what I mean? How do you treat people backstage? Are you kind to people? Do you look out for people? Do you help people when you have the opportunity? You know what I mean? So those are the things that I look for. Someone who's humble, someone who's graceful, someone who has wisdom, someone, again, who's kind. So a role model to me is literally just a reflection of the Lord, and they point everything that they have back to him. So that's what it means to me.
It's a really special event, and I've had the opportunity in the past couple of years to kind of play different roles throughout the experience, whether a role model, whether walking in the fashion show, whether being backstage and interviewing people. And some of my favorite people that become role models, and these people have not raised their hand to be a role model. They have been, somebody has essentially promoted them into that space just in recognition. They've already been walking out that essence of the Lord, and someone is just literally shining a light on them. And oftentimes those people are being shined on when they feel like they're in a dark chasm or a valley or a place that doesn't have recognition, or they haven't hit a successful place in their life yet. And so my favorite age bracket, I would say, when they're walking is like that young adult season where they're like, I don't know what I'm even doing, kind of the floundering, kind of like that space of, I don't know who I'm supposed to be yet. I just know what God calls me to be, and they don't know what they want to be. And that I don't even like asking little kids that, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's like, I don't, who are you right now? Like, let's pay attention to the breath in your lungs right now, because you are a world changer right now.
Right now.
So I love that, because when you see them backstage, they're kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't want to do that. I feel uncomfortable in my own body. And then you've got the other bracket, which is like the grandmas, right? Who are taking the stage, and they are just owning it, and they're so amazing, and they flaunt it in a whole nother way, because they just own their beauty at that stage in life. They're like, this is who I am. And so then there's obviously this massive gap, which is where I exist right now, where you're still like, okay, this is my body, I'm working it out, I'm going to be confident, and I'm also a role model to so many kiddos behind me. So I'm excited for you to be there and see all of the different women in their beauty and in their fields, and to be able to just prophetically speak life into them, because I know you have that gift and that anointing, and to do it right before someone takes the stage, it's so beautiful to witness as an audience member, to say, wow, I saw her an hour ago and she did not look like that. And then the light camera action on them, it's really cool to see what it can do.
Let's go, T. I'm excited. This weekend is definitely going to be a move of God. It's going to be some breakthroughs. I've been praying, and I'm ready. You know what I mean? I'm excited to see what God is going to do.
So good. Okay, so we have a couple more minutes. What's on the horizon for you, Bria? Like, where is God leading? What's the next big project? I know you're probably in the studio all the time.
Yeah, just put out a new single called Respect, and it's spelled R3SPECT. The three in it represents the Holy Spirit. And so really what that song is about us, again, owning the fact that we are made in the image of God, and we carry, and we have the right to not forcefully demand respect, but we should know that we're worthy of respect. Let me say it that way. You know what I mean? And so that new single is out, featuring my sis Ruth LaAntra. Also have a mini mag/ devotional magazine that's getting ready to come out as well. We'll actually have some of the copies at United and True, so I'm excited about that. And so it really speaks life into you. It talks about like what respect looks like, how you should carry yourself, the moments that you should shine, the moments that you should help, the moments that you need to pray, how you can pray. It's very I would like to say simplistic in its approach, so that you can understand and retain, right? But it's filled with the Holy Spirit. So literally, we've got the single Respect. We've got the mini mag/ devotional entitled Respect. We'll also have some new merch, which I'm excited about. I designed. I'm very excited. And we've got, I don't want to tell you like how it looks, but just know that the Holy Spirit is on that too. Like literally, like he's in it. Everything that we got to do is all about the Holy Spirit. So like we've got that out right now. So make sure you guys tap in with us on that. But that's what we've got coming up right now, and I'm excited about that. That's what we got
too. Man, that's so good. Well, I'll be rocking that merch before long, and you guys can get some. All the links are below, and I want you guys to follow Bria, get all of her music, download it wherever it can be be downloaded. It's there. She's hitting top of the charts across iTunes and all of the different places, Spotify, Apple, let's go. There's more on the horizon for you, sis, and I can't wait to be just a prayer warrior right behind you. Just like keep going, catalyzing that belief and catalyzing that faith and just letting you know that no matter what stage you're on, you've got a whole intercessory team that's putting you in that place, right? That God is aligning for you. So that is the biggest honor. Yeah.
And I'm giving it right back to you. I'm giving it right back to you because you are a real one. You're someone that I could definitely kick it with. And I know that you're going to represent the Lord no matter what. And just thank you for those prayers. And you know, I'm going to be praying for you right back. This isn't just for a moment. This just isn't for a podcast, but the Lord is strategic in every connection that he makes. So understand I'm going to be praying for you because I can see the fact that you are called to the masses. You're called to media, obviously. So I'm praying that the Lord opens up massive doors for you to be on television, to have all of the connections you need, because people need the light that you carry. They need the love and the strength that you carry, Tamara. So I'm in your corner just like you're in mine.
Man, this is it, y'all. This is what Kingdom Companionship is about, right? And so I am so excited. Hey, y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Faith team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us and this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network, which is obviously why we got connected and are so grateful to be a part of the community. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Some of mine that I listen to on a regular basis are on Life Audio. Even some of our community members who have been a part of the Fit and Faith team through our coaching or different organizations, they're there too. So I definitely want to drive you over there, check it out, and thanks again, Life Audio, for being you.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.